OTM Radio. Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
It's your boy, welcome to the kicker spot. It's your boy, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo. Why did I have visual? I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about, now who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, I'm a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself all the time.
Go. What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Kicker Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? It is going down, and I am truly excited for this moment of downness. Yeah. So, listen, there are a lot of exciting things going on in the world, and we just all need to make sure we're involved in some of it. If you are not making excitement, be sure to get involved in some exciting happenings, okay? That's what I recommend you do. I personally try to start my own exciting moments, but again, if not, just join in for some others. Where are we at tonight? Well, let's see. We, of course, are going to I'm not sure if you guys have been following me on Twitter and Facebook. If you have not, you definitely want to hit it up. You can go to twitter.com/T'Angelo Live as well as facebook.com/T'Angelo Live. But I have been letting you guys know that this week I have gotten back into the gym. Yeah. Now, everyone, you know, does the whole welcome to a new year, get into the gym thing. That wasn't really working for me. Actually, that was in rehearsal, so I didn't have time necessarily to go. But now that I'm back in there, I've been working on my fitness. And after what we learned in last week's show from John Marshall Jones about some of these foods we're eating and our health and, you know, the type of vitamins and minerals we need to have, I know I'm definitely trying to get in on my fitness because it's not just about healthiness. I mean, it's not just about the healthiness. It's also about looking good. I mean, this is America, y'all. We love vanity. So, yeah. Anyhow, tonight, you guys, we are going to be giving away tickets to the Black College Expo, and I am really excited to talk about that event. And to be giving away tickets because it's all about the youth and helping them to better themselves for the future. So as the show goes on, we'll learn more on how to do that.
You are now tuned in to the Kicker Spot. Five. Kicker Spot. And I'm your boy, T'Angelo. Jalo.
So you guys are listening to The Kicker Spot, and I wanted to mention that the premier segment for my show is T'Angelo Live One Books, which is recognized as one of the world's leading online sources for fans and readers to access live celebrity interviews over the internet. You can also purchase your books or e-books directly from T'AngeloLive.com. And tonight we'll be focusing on the higher education of our youth, but over the past few weeks I have been interviewing different celebrity book authors, everyone from Eric LaSalle, we've had Claudia Christensen, last week we had John Marshall Jones, we've done a book on Christian Bale, just to name a few of them. Now, as the year continues, we will have more and more celebrity book authors, as well as adding in professional athletes. We did have a Mr. USA on here, Joanne Torre, a couple of weeks back as well. So we'll be having more interviews on here, and we'll be doing more giveaways. And so I just really want to say, you guys, be sure to tune in, set your dials, set your clocks, so at 8 o'clock Thursday nights, you do not miss it, okay? Also, when you go to EOTMradio.com and you click the show, there's a little alarm right there. You hit the clock button, and it'll let you set an alarm to remind you that your show is coming up, okay? So you can definitely hit that up. Excuse me. And, yes, tonight we will be giving away free tickets to the Black College Expo, which is taking place this weekend. So be sure to call in for your chance to win. The radio number is 718-664-6543. So write that down, 718-664-6543. Okay? Let's see, moving on here. We will have relationship tip of the week. And I'm in love with this one as well, you guys. I'm really in love with this one. I have a friend who's dealing with this situation, so I had to share, which is don't stop by baggage claim. Mm-hmm. Don't do it. Now, I know you might be wondering what that is, but don't worry. I am going to explain here shortly. Also, we're going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show and who we're definitely going to see. Who else we have? We have T'Angelo's top five romantic spots with Valentine's Day underway. I definitely want to give you guys some places that you can visit or some ideas of things you can put together for your spouse or significant other, beau, girl, yo boo thing. And then definitely we have the Celebrity Hub, where the topics tonight in the Celebrity Hub are going to be American Idol and their racist scandal. And once again, we have our boy Chris Brown with another fisticuffs, but this time it's Chris Brown versus Frank Ocean. So we will definitely see how this unpans. Let's see here. What else we got going on? Oh, we're going to take a quick musical break. Wait. Before we go to musical break, you guys, don't forget, but be informed that tonight we will be speaking with the founder of the Black College Expo, Teresa Price. I am truly in love with Teresa Price. I think she's amazing, and she's just so such a dear. And she's very supportive of me and my endeavors, and I really am grateful for her because she truly helps the students strive to better themselves. You know, she's just putting out information that allows the youth to have a fighting chance when it comes to, like, being successful and obtaining their dreams and goals. And so I'm just very much about making sure the youth can have the tools that they need. That's all it is. As long as they have the want and the desire, the adults can offer the tools. And that's what Teresa Price and her team works to do, okay? So with that said, we'll go ahead and take a musical break. And you guys, don't forget, be sure to call in to win your free tickets to the Expo, which is taking place this Saturday, February the 2nd. And when we return, I'm going to explain this week's relationship tip, which is don't stop by baggage claim.
I got it with you. I don't know much about algebra, but I know 1 + 1 = 2. And it's me and you. That's all we'll have when the world is through. 'Cause baby, we ain't got nothing without love. I will fight for you. Hey.
Guys, let's get right into this, okay? Relationship tip of the week. Don't stop by baggage claim. What does that mean, you ask? It means that when you get ready to go into a new relationship, you're going to get off this plane, meet your new suitor or boo thing, grab their hand and walk to the car and get started on your journey. Do not stop by baggage claim and pick up all that baggage that you have from your past relationship or past endeavors. You just can't do it. Because when you do that, it just messes up everything. Now, why you should not bring it? Because it messes up everything. Why do you not want it? Because it messes up the new relationship. You have to understand. Now, listen, we all come with an overnight bag. Yeah. When you're on the plane, you have a little overnight bag. That's your past experiences. That's you. That's all of your things, your family. All that's in the overnight bag. And in some cases, people will even deal with you bringing a carry-on. I can do it with a carry-on. You have a few things that kind of hurt you in your past that still kind of tender on your heart. I get that. But we cannot come into the new relationship with baggage. You got the fact that your ex cheated on you, the fact that your other person ex made you feel less than, the other ex always lied to you. All these baggage problems that you're going to bring to the new relationship just doesn't work. I just had a friend this week who was like, I was thinking, how are you doing with the new relationship? Yeah, letting it go tomorrow. I'm like, what happened? He was telling me that old girl apparently had an ex who was always cheating on her, and the last couple of dudes were just like liars and stuff. And so now she's thinking that's how he is. And I'm like, so what do you mean? Meaning just because I went to work and took 30 extra minutes getting home because I stopped off and, you know, ran a business errand, and now she accused me of cheating because she couldn't pinpoint my every move. And I was like, well, have you tried to explain to her that you care and your love? I've done that. But for the past 4 weeks, every week it's a new issue, and I can't do it. Boom. Can't bring baggage with you. It's just not going to work. Leave your baggage at the airport. Okay? So, solution to our baggage issues. Okay? Here's my solution. Take care of this type of ish before you decide to get into the new relationship. So all your baggage and all your old stuff, you want to kind of get that removed, get that out of your system. Deal with that. Become a new, fresh person, happy within yourself. Because the probably the biggest blow that my friend said to me was, when I was single, he says, when I was single, I was happy. I just wanted someone else to add to that happiness and to my good, you know, his good fortune. Because he's kind of a successful dude, you know, doing good. I want to add somebody to that. Now, this past 4 weeks, I've been miserable with her. So why don't I go from being singly happy to miserable together? Just didn't work. And so that's why I'm going to say, handle your past baggage issues by yourself. And then lastly, I'm going to leave you with this. I'm going to leave you with a little, here you go. Trying to put in your pocket is really simple. You ready? It goes like this. All I'm going to say is deal with it, grow from it, and then move on from it. How about that? How about that? Grow from it.
Ooh, the celebrity hub is next. Shh. Be quiet. It might be true.
The Kick It Spot Celebrity Hub is brought to you by EOTMBlogs.com. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTMBlogs, yes, I said it, EOTMBlogs.com is the site to visit.
I said be quiet, it's coming on, and get off my foot.
All right, you guys, so we are now inside the Celebrity Hub. Now, I was very perplexed when I heard this next story, when I read this next story, when I saw what the headlines had to say. American Idol being sued for racism. Well, let's see what they had to say. If you guys have not been keeping up with the story, one of the past contestants, Corey Clark, you might remember him from like season two. Well, former American Idol contestant Corey Clark is suing the popular reality show for racism. It seems he has been really busy recruiting about eight other past Idol contestants that have jumped on his bandwagon. This is according to the attorney, James Freeman. And I don't know if you guys know, but Corey Clark apparently was arrested some years ago before his time with American Idol. But nothing really small, nothing too big. But I guess he got out of, the police had came to his house for whatever reason. He kind of got a little huffy, got a little physical with them. They went ahead and hauled him off jail. Okay, so Clark now is attempting to sue MTV for $40 million for covering this story. And the Clark is also saying that it just seems like they were having a one-sided story and that they were only showing, you know, American Idol side of the story, and he felt they covered this story incorrectly, so he's suing them. According to E! News, they obtained a copy of the lawsuit filed by Clark in 2012, which says MTV practiced yellow journalism and published a continuous one-sided stream of defamatory material about him. So as the lawsuit continues, the show has been juicing up the drama by publicly revealing that some black contestants have arrest records, and then using that as an excuse to boot them off the show. So from my understanding is they were not, I guess American Idol were doing these background checks a little bit deeper than they were supposed to. And so when they get into their background, they're finding, you know, some things that's just not quite what they want for the contestants. And Clark recently submitted a letter to the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission asking for permission to sue the show on behalf of nine humiliated African-American contestants, because all of them were black male. And so American Idol executive producer Nigel called the allegations ridiculous. And he said, we treat everybody the same, no matter the race, sex, or religion. And I don't know if I would say American Idol is racist. I mean, I don't keep fully up with their everyday-to-day happenings or the season-to-season going. But to me, it's still that they've been pretty fair. I mean, you know, you had the notably Randy Jackson, who was a judge, you know, on this show, and, you know, of course, he's black. And we can't forget our girl Nicki Minaj is sitting up there. And so it's kind of like, you know, how can we say they're fully racist and they have black folks up there and who are judging, you know? So it's kind of like you'd have to convince these African-American judges to vote off the black people. That just seems weird. But at the same time, you have to question how come all the, I guess, background records show black men getting arrested, but then in America that kind of is a thing if you believe that, you know, younger black men are kind of more picked on by the police sometimes. Ooh, it's a difficult one. I'm interested to see how this comes out because, I don't know, American Idol does seem to be pretty fair, in my opinion, you know, a lot that they have going on from what I hear. But then again, I haven't followed the show exactly every single season. So I'm interested to see how this pans itself out. Will he win or will he not? He definitely, Clark has a definitely a uphill battle he has to fight because with American Idol being such a force, they're not going to let something like this go down easily. So we'll have to keep following this story and see what happens. And then another topic that I really found unfortunate to have to cover, but it just seems like our boy Chris Brown cannot stay out the news for anger issues and physical altercations. Him being in the news, we get it. But now we got Brown versus Ocean. Okay, I imagine y'all have heard by now that Chris Brown and Frank Ocean apparently had some little romp-around session in the parking lot where they were throwing blows. Now, you may not known that Frank Ocean, I guess, hasn't really cared for Chris Brown for a little while now. Ocean took offense to a comment that Brown made some time back, but Brown, it seemed like, was trying to give him a compliment by referring to him as one of the older rappers, and Ocean didn't take too well to that statement, so they kind of been on little tense moments. But anyhow, Frank Ocean has already spoken with the police, and he's also fired off some tweets on Twitter explaining what went down the night that him and Brown kind of clashed at the recording studio, in the recording studio parking lot this past Sunday. And now Brown has recently become eager to share his side of the story. According to TMZ, okay, you guys, according to TMZ, Brown's lawyer has reached out to the police and informed them that his client is ready and willing to talk about the fight. Now, questions are, have arisen. Why did Brown flee from the happening parking lot from the building before the police got there? But Brown went on to say that his lawyer hadn't told him anytime something big or some altercations go on, you need to remove yourself from that space. So get ahead and get yourself out of Dodge. And that's why he left. It was nothing that he was scared or worried about, or that it was just he's removing himself from a tense environment. But the people are wanting to get the footage, the surveillance footage from this fight, because they're trying to say that Chris Brown threw the first punch, where Brown is arguing, no, that was not the case. So it's just like, oh my goodness, once again, controversy around Chris Brown throwing first punches, who could it have been? But lastly, we'll just say this. Brown did post a little something on his, was it his Tumblr? I think it was. Let me see here. Brown had, on his Instagram page, he had posted a picture of Jesus on the cross to express his mood post-fight, and it read, "Painting the way I feel today, focus on what matters." He wrote that to the public for prejudging him, because it seems like he's getting hung on a cross once again, and people are already starting to judge him for what's going on. And it's one of those situations where I think it's unfortunate, because we don't even know what happened, but it's kind of like Brown fight, must be your fault, because everywhere you go, a fight seems to break out. We have all these other people in the music industry who, you know, don't seem to keep being in the news for domestic, or not domestic, but for physical altercations and anger issues, yet here you are again. I don't know, and I really enjoy Chris Brown, because I'm a Chris Brown fan, so I do like his music and all this stuff. And I was trying to say that Chris Brown isn't the bad boy. He is, you know, the cool guy who's misunderstood. You know, he's a cool cat. He's like, I got to have fun and hang out. But then we get this again, so it's kind of difficult. And I was still standing by him. When he threw that chair out the window, I was like, well, that wasn't his fault. She was being, you know, really inappropriate with her question asking. That's what I was trying to be. You know, no, he has anger issues. He just had an anger issue that day. But now we have, you know, okay, so, and I'm a Frank Ocean fan as well, you guys, to get my Novocaine on. I don't know. I'm going to go with saying the entourage is part of the fight, and they just happen to be there. That's what I'm going to say for right now. Yeah, because I'm not going to judge Chris Brown. No, it's just he just has bad luck with physical altercations. That's what I'm going to say about that. Okay, that's it. You can't convince me otherwise. Okay, so anyhow, you guys, that is funny. No, I'm simply saying that. No, I'm just simply stating the facts here. Oh, and then one more thing I wanted to talk about, Super Bowl. Super Bowl is coming up. And so for you football lovers, I know you guys are gearing up to put your bets in on who's going to win what and, you know, what's going to go down where and all that jazz. There are some of us who just watch the game for the commercials and the halftime show. My hand is raised. You guys can't see, but I have my hand raised right now because that is the case. I am really watching the show simply for the halftime show. And, and the national anthem in the beginning, okay? But right now, let's focus on the halftime show with our girl, Beyonce. So Beyonce is due to perform at the Super Bowl this year, halftime show, and it's our first time doing the halftime show. And I'm sure people are thinking, well, after that whole lip-sync scandal with the inauguration, what is she going to do at the Super Bowl? Are we about to get another lip-syncing performance? Probably. Yeah, you guys. See, one thing about the Super Bowl is because of the design of those stadiums, singing live isn't always the best, and most people don't sing live in those places because the acoustics are so bad that they just don't. They just don't. The sound travels a little bit too slow to get from their mouth into the microphone into the stadium, and so usually they lip sync. And I know people, you know, are in love with a live performance because you can see that person can sing. They'll sing somewhere else for you, like on an Oprah show or Ellen DeGeneres or something. But even our girl Whitney Houston, you know, who did a great performance, or she sung the national anthem, you know, back in the 90s. Everyone loves, always refers to Whitney Houston's, you know, singing the national anthem. Well, if you follow news and kind of stay close to your ear to the ground, you'll also learn that Whitney Houston lip sung that performance as well. Now, they did sing it in the studio, and they may have put a little reverb on their voice to make it sound a little bit better, but understand, at least these are people we know can sing already, okay? So, digressing into Beyonce's halftime performance. Recently, she posted a picture. She posted a picture on her Tumblr with the black and white photo of Beyonce practicing. She's in rehearsal for the Super Bowl performance. And this is a snapshot doing a rehearsal with the choreographer. And amongst the photos that it has sparked interest, and one in which she wears a sweatshirt with the motto, "Can I Live?" Some observers have interpreted the slogan, which is also the name of a song by her husband, Jay-Z, as a wink to the controversy about whether she lives singing the national anthem at the inauguration or not. Can I live? People read into things so much. I love it, though. She has yet to address the issue publicly, but is sure to face questions on the topic during the Super Bowl halftime show press conference, which is taking place on the 31st. It's taking place today, actually. Or it has taken place. Have I finished yet? I'll have to find out. Nonetheless, Beyonce announced her arrival in New Orleans early last week and tweeted a photo of herself inside the venue. So we'll have to keep watching and see. I know I'm really interested to see what the halftime show, you know, puts out. But there are rumors that Destiny's Child's reunion during the halftime show is going to be there. You know, it's going to be a reunion of Destiny's Child, the Super Bowl halftime show. So Beyonce, bandmate Kelly Rowland, and our girl Michelle all together. However, is the schedule of their participation really going to take place in New Orleans this week? I'm a major fan, you guys, so I don't know. I would love to see them on stage again, but let me see. It says Michelle Williams has apparently engaged in a bit of what is it regarding the Pineapple reunion? I don't know. Michelle, you know, they had a new song come out. Michelle wrote that song, so I imagine that they would, you know, want to do it. But I guess they're saying that Michelle Williams denied that she'd be available to perform at the Super Bowl, as she's a member of the cast of Fela. Yes, Michelle is a cast of Fela, which is scheduled for two Super Bowl Sunday performances at Shakespeare Theater. I don't know. They said Michelle Williams may not be available, but I think if they asked her to do it, I mean, I don't know. You have to come together at the Super Bowl. I mean, what are you thinking? Okay, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm getting caught up myself here and finishing this story, but I'm just a major Destiny's Child fan, so I want to see it. How about that? Anyhow, you guys, I'm serious. Don't look at me like that. Anyway, you guys, for these stories and others, okay, it's at the Celebrity Hub. You are more than welcome to visit EOTMblog.com. Definitely want to visit EOTMblog.com. All righty, you guys, for all your celebrity and Hollywood happenings. Now, your chance to win two free tickets to the Los Angeles Black College Expo is only minutes away.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm T'Angelo. I'm the host.
The Kicker Spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one but he's the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah. The Kicker Spot. Kicker Spot. Kicker Spot. Kicker Spot.
The my bad. It was my first.
The kick is spot.
What's going on? This is your boy T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kick is spot.
BET, home of some of the greatest shows, such as Monique, Let's Stay Together, The Game, Steve Harvey, Everybody Hates Chris, Master Mix, and many more. BET is also famously known for their featured blog sites such as Spotlight, What the Flick, Stay Tuned, Head Over Heels, Sound Off, and a wide variety of others. So the next time you're flipping through your channels, tell a friend to tell a friend about BET and BET's video library. Also, don't forget to catch the countdown on 106 in Park with Roxy and Terrence. Do you want your chance? You feel as if you got what it takes? Or just want to read and catch up on BET News? Tune in to www.bet.com or send your thoughts and opinions through mail to BET Network, 1235 W Street, Northeast, Washington, D.C., 20018-1211, or phone BET Network at 202-608-2000. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
You'll always be mine, sing it to the world. Always be my boy, I'll always be your girl. Nobody been there, ain't nobody been there.
Nobody's business. for the song here in my heart. A melody I start but can't complete. Listen to the sound from deep within. It's only beginning to find release. Oh, I'm screaming out and my dreams will be heard. They will not be pushed aside or turned. Do your own, cause you won't listen.
Well, 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 you guys, what's going on? It's your boy, T'Angelo, and you are listening to The Kicker Spot. So it is so much going on, and the world of putting together an expo. And unfortunately, I just heard from Teresa Price's team, as she is currently still on the run and is not going to be able to make it this evening. Unfortunate, definitely. So many moons, unfortunate. But we are going to learn and become informed about the expo anyway, okay? So let's talk about the expo for just a second here. When it comes down to going to college and you know, with higher education, the parents play a major part in the role, you know? So they have a section on the website as well as there. They have a seminar at the expo. And on the website, you can click the parents section, and there's you know, a lot of information there. Questions like, where do I start? Keeping your students on track. Where's the money? What do I do about, what do I do about sororities? And up-to-the-minute college tips, okay? And, again, the site is amazing because it just truly offers us, you know, just a great deal of information to help the student increase their knowledge and be prepared, okay? Because, you know, preparation is just really – preparation is like 80% of it, you know. When you have a wedding, the day of the wedding was all about preparing for the wedding. So kind of graduation. Graduation itself is really 10% of the journey, as getting to graduation was a whole bit. It was the most amount of work. So when it comes to parents, preparing your child for college can be a challenging task, as we well know. But there's so many different things you can do to explore the new requirements since the parents have gone, in some cases the parents have gone to college, so if you've gone, things have just changed drastically. And if you have not had the opportunity to go to college, this will be a learning experience for you as well. And that's why NCRF and the College Expo tries to help you in the process by providing you with many resources available to help the children or youth, and in some cases even assist the parents in the process, you know. So when you look at they have a guides them to reach their goals, which is another part of the website, which just helps the parents learn how to have their son or daughter who is trying to, you know, decide which way to go in college, which way they should take their life. It'll help them to decide with that, how to deal with it. And a few years back, I had a student, Christian, who was finishing up high school and was getting ready for college and was trying to figure out what should his major be. He was going on and on about it, feeling all types of stress about figuring out what should this, you know, what should his major be, you know, this life-changing moment. And I had to kind of help him calm down with this stress because I was like, don't try to figure out what you're going to do for the rest of your life, okay? You are 19 years old. You don't have a clue what the rest of your life is going to entail. But what you do work towards when it comes to finding your major is work towards finding something that you love or enjoy, have some type of passion for. So if you do decide to go into that work field, you will at least be happy doing it. And then right after you find out what you would enjoy and be happy doing, try to look at the work the job field and find out if that is a lucrative job, if it's going to provide you the financial stability that you need to live the lifestyle that you want to live. And that's how choosing a major, in my opinion, should work. Because, again, you don't want to think about, what am I doing for the rest of my life? You're 19 years old. You can't imagine being 30. Like, at 19, you just can't. I thought what I was going to be doing at 30 was completely different than what I would thought when I was 19. It just isn't happening, okay? So really take that time. First thing, what do you enjoy doing? Second thing, will that provide me the financial stability? Okay, so parents, that's what I'm going to say there. Now, as we continue going through the site, I mentioned they have a section here called Where's the Money? And, of course, that is usually like the number two question. And some people's minds are the number one question, you know, before you even think about going to an institution, you question where is the money for this. And college financial aid planning is a major section of your planning book or your planning schedule you should be putting together. Now, with the cost of college continuing to skyrocket and families, you know, pressed into paying more money, the College Expo offers valuable resources and relief for students for all backgrounds, okay? At the federal level alone, the U.S. Department of Education has 60 websites, dozens of toll-free numbers, and 17 different programs for higher education. So the process is complex, to say the least, but it will give you the information that you need to achieve. The Expo's College Financial Aid Planning Program, which you can find on their website, helps families better understand how to select the schools, majors, and financing options that can dramatically improve their ability to pay for college. So let's say, for instance, you're a freshman in high school and you already know you're going to go to college. That's about the time that you should start probably talking to your parents or working within yourself to start raising money for this endeavor. It's like, well, Tangelo, I'm supposed to start raising money for college 4 to 5 years before I go. Yeah. I mean, what are you waiting for? Every dollar helps. You know, if you need to raise, you know, $2,000 for your books for the first semester, you can handle that maybe in your first year. But you have to be diligent, you know, stack those coins, okay? But the College Expo does teach families how to survive the high cost of college and thrive while doing it. The process can often be complex and confusing. There's over 100 questions to consider when completing the free application for federal student aid, also known as FAFSA. And ultimately, your answers can make a big difference in the amount and the type of money you can or may not receive, okay? But the FAFSA application, you guys, is amazing. That's one of the financial aid tools that I used when I was going to school, and they do offer you a nice amount of money to assist you in the process. But you also have government grants, you know. Grants are like scholarships that can help fund our youth education, whether it's a single parent, a guardian, needing an internship, or need an entrepreneurial development. There's a grant for you. There's all kinds of grants, even ones that you would never think of. And a grant is simply free money that you don't have to pay back, okay? Now, maybe you have a cause or a service that you are involved in. This is an opportunity for you to find a grant, okay? Now, there's more information on learning how to write a grant and things like that at the KI Foundation, which is at kifoundation.org. You can find this information on the site. But it's really true, you guys, when it comes to these grants, there's people who have grants because the student is a musician who plays the saxophone. There might be a grant for you there. There might be a grant for you because you work with disabled students who suffer from any type of disorder. There would be a grant for you. If you happen to be a mathematician, you like math, there's a grant for you. If you happen to be into auto body mechanics, there could be a grant for you. Dancers, law, if you're into law, to lawyer, there are tons of grants out there. We just have to find them. And then the one financial area that a lot of people don't particularly care to go to are loans. Now, loans, you know, don't always have the best, you know, reputation, but loans can also help to fund a child's or, our youth education. Now, however, unlike grants and scholarships, loans do need to be paid back depending on the loan. There's terms set forth and funding to help you with that. There's all kind of information about these different loans. But understand something. You have to invest in yourself. And if that's the only way you can go after you've, you know, exhausted your other resources, then just remember that you plan on achieving your educational goal anyway. And therefore, you should just understand that, you know, take the loan. Be mindful of how much you get. Don't lose your mind. I've heard people take out extra amounts to have a very comfortable lifestyle, and they've regretted it later. Just take out what you need. And then when you come out, you'll have a job that you're supposed to have, what you wanted, and you'll be good. And you just pay it back. It's not going to be the biggest thing. Just be mindful and responsible. Again, parents, help with that, with those situations. Then we're going to move on to student athletes. When I found out that Black College Expo had a whole student athlete section, I was super excited. I'm not even an athlete. I don't really get into sports like that. But for those who do, I loved it because it shows that being in sports and being a jock isn't the old cliche of sports and no brains, okay? Now, there are some, though, who fall into that category, and they look great, nice bodies, and can't speak very well. But then you have others who have all those assets, and they do speak well, and they do want a higher education and to do something with themselves. And the College Expo is offering a lot of information for the student athlete, okay? There's a section that says, attention student athletes, do you think you have what it takes to go to the next level? If so, let National College Resource Foundations help you. They have relationships with college coaches, and they can help you get athletic scholarships. We will also help you to meet the NCAA clearinghouse requirements and providing assistance to help you in your academics if needed. Okay, you want to go to their site and get you more information on that. But just understand that it is important to know the value of being a student athlete. It is not an athlete student. Okay, see how that works? You're not an athlete student. You are a student athlete. And in today's times, college coaches are looking for students who perform well in the classroom as well as those on the field. Okay, for colleges to keep their athletic scholarships, they have to recruit athletes who can perform well in the classroom as well as on the field. As they are looking at you and thinking about recruiting you, no matter how good you are, the first thing out of their mouth is, how are your grades? That's just the question right there. How are your grades? They cannot give you an athletic scholarship if you don't meet the academic requirements. Plus, to have success after sports, you must have an education. So take advantage of your scholarships to get your degree and allow it to pay for your education. In the student athlete section, they have the coach's corner. They have overview for registration, NCAA eligibility center, and campus and clinics. Camps and clinics. So you know, when you get to become an athlete, you definitely want to be and you know find out what kind of camps they have. I'm a major fan of camps. I think summer camps do an amazing job to help you increase and give you intense training. Okay, so definitely stop by the student athlete sector. Now, for those people, I know I mentioned February 2nd is the date for the Los Angeles Expo, but no worries because there's going to be more than just the Los Angeles Expo. They also are touring to Atlanta, which is taking place on February the 16th, which is just 2 weeks after Los Angeles. Then they'll be heading over to Oakland in the San Francisco area, which will take place on March 9th. They'll be doing D.C., Maryland on March 30th and Ontario, California on April 20th. So these are some dates that you might want to pencil down if you happen not to be in the Los Angeles area this weekend. Again, that was February 16th, Atlanta, March 9th, Oakland, March 30th, D.C., Maryland, April 20th, Ontario, California. And again, you guys, the website is thecollegeexpo.org, thecollegeexpo.org, and really work to get your education going. It is said that you don't have to have education to succeed, which is true. It is true. But in most cases, it's just better helps you as an overall person. It can help you grow and move, you know, to move forth and have a stronger background for you, okay? Oh, and then lastly, a little plug for myself. If when you go to thecollegeexpo.org, if you scroll down their main homepage, you'll find a video of me Yes, I attended the event. The last 2 years, I've covered it instead of the video of D'Angelo Live doing the Black College Expo. So, and you have a video of Teresa Price interviewing with me. Okay, so that's pretty much the gist of it. So now we are gearing up because we want to give away tickets to this extraordinary event. That's what has to happen here. Excuse me. So we are going to get the callers on the line so you guys can get these tickets. I'm going to get me a little glass of water real quick so I can yell and scream for the people who win right now. Because, oh, look, see, they tell me I got a couple of callers already calling in. Okay, good. So you guys can give us a call, okay, before we take this break and give you the number, okay? The number is going to be 718-664-6543. Again, that is 718-664-6543. We're going to take a quick break, and when we get back, we will be giving away these tickets to the first two callers. So good luck, you guys.
Hey, you guys, have you seen the kicker spot? I mean, I'm trying to find the kicker spot. I can't get in? What do you mean I can't get in? I'm D'Angelo. I'm the host.
The kicker spot. When you are looking for the latest, the freshest, and the biggest stories in Hollywood, EOTM Blog is a site to visit.
But there's also a clip of me on the red carpet when I call one who's letting the wrong name.
Ooh, yeah.
The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot.
The kicker spot, kicker spot, kicker spot, spot, spot.
If you know who you are, my bad. It was my birth.
The kicker spot,
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 the kicker spot.
What's going on? This is your boy D'Angelo, and you are chilling at the kicker spot.
Yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? This is your host, T'Angelo, and you are tuned in to The Kicker Spot. All righty, we are gearing up to give away those free tickets to the College Expo taking place this weekend, February the 2nd, and it's going to be amazing. It's from 9 to 5 p.m., and it's going to be so much fun, you guys. All kinds of information will be given out, and fun will be going on. And to close out the night or the day with a lot of fun, they're going to have a step show, which is a lot of fun. It's super amazing, and they have performers. So definitely you want to be there, okay? All righty. So I'm sorry, you guys. I'm getting out of air here because I'm really excited because last time I invited some people to come out to the show. Matter of fact, the last time I had some students come out to this expo, you guys, they both got accepted to Dillard University on the spot. And that's exciting, to say the least. So that's what I want for you all. And so let's just go ahead and get this started, okay? So hold on, let me go find me a... I should get a noisemaker, huh? Veronica, you have a noisemaker? Veronica? No. Okay, can I get a hand clap or something? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so, okay. What's going to happen, you guys, is once we give the tickets out, I'm going to have you stay on the line so the producers can get your information, and we can be sure to get the tickets to you for the Black College Expo taking place this Saturday, February the 2nd, from 9 to 5 p.m., okay? They are giving up my callers right now, so I am... just give me 1 second because I am super excited. I need a noisemaker or something. What is this? Is that noisy? That's kind of noisy. No, that's not what I really wanted, though. I don't have a little something great. Okay. They kind of got me, guys. I'm in limbo. I'm in limbo. I'm trying to work this out. Okay. Okay. So are we ready? I'm ready. I'm ready. You guys are. Okay. Uh-oh. So you got? Are y'all ready? Have y'all called in? 718-664-6543. Okay. Oh yes, this is the moment right here. We're taking callers. Do I have my first caller? Do I have my first caller? Caller, are you there? Okay. I'm getting overly excited. Oh, I'm gonna have to calm down for a second. Anyhow, you guys, we're learning about the Black College Expo and this amazing event taking place here in Los Angeles this Saturday, and we really want you to attend. And just so you know, the College Expo not only deals with higher education as far as school and universities, they're also involved with different companies. So if you need internships and want to get into a career, that would be something you would want to get involved. You can go to their site for as well. They have a section that's called careers/internships, and you can get internships, information about internships. You can go to entertainmentcareers.net, intern match, internships, and summer research. They have all these different resources on their site that can help you get internships. And if you're not really sure, internships are important because they give you the experience you need. So once you have the education, you always need experience, and internships help you to get that experience. Okay, you guys. So anyhow, we're gonna gear up. We have the callers then. So let's go ahead and get the callers going. We're gonna talk with Yvonne. So can we please welcome Yvonne to the Kicker Spot? Yay! Well, congratulations.
I need a noisemaker.
That's what I was saying. I need a noisemaker too.
I need a noisemaker. All right. Talking to T'Angelo.
This is T'Angelo. And how are you doing, Yvonne?
I am wonderful, T'Angelo. How are you today?
I am ecstatic to be having these tickets given out to people who have youth to bring to this extraordinary event.
Yes.
So
I'm going to bring my daughter, Ashley.
Okay, and how old is Ashley?
Ashley is 16 years old.
Awesomeness. And has she chosen a major yet or have a school of interest?
Not yet. She's still up in the air. She hasn't made that decision just yet.
Super. Well, that's not even an issue. And I think coming to the Expo can help her learn it and figure it out. Well, Yvonne, I'm going to be there. You're going to be
okay.
there.
Yes.
And we're going to have a blast, okay? So definitely hold the line for a second. You're getting 2 free tickets to the Black College Expo taking place this Saturday, February the 2nd.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, D'Angelo. I appreciate it. Woo!
Most definitely, and give Ashley our best, and I can't wait to see we'll take pictures and everything.
All right. Great.
Awesome.
Thank you, D'Angelo.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All righty, hold the line. You guys, this is awesome. We just had Yvonne win 2 free tickets to the Black College Expo, taking her daughter, Ashley. Ashley, congratulations. You're going to have uber fun. Okay, all right. I'm doing a little jump up here. I'm trying to calm it down. All right, as we go into our next winner for the tickets for the College Expo, we have a next winner on the line, which is going to be Ronald. Ronald, welcome to the Kicker Spot. How we doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Wonderful. So are you calling for tickets to the Expo?
Yeah, trying to get some tickets.
Okay. Well, I'm thinking we're going to have to go ahead and give you 2 free tickets to the Black College Expo. You're going. You're in. Done.
Right. That's great.
So, Coolio, so who are you going to take with you?
I was thinking about taking my niece.
Okay.
She's
and how old
is she's ready.
Oh, yep, that is a good age for college preparation. Austin, have you been to the Expo before?
No, I haven't.
Well, let me let you know, you are definitely in for an amazing time. They have all sorts of booths, and when it comes to internships, that is there as well. They have, I know Edison will be there. I think State Farm is going to be there, and they have orientations right there on the spot. And also, I'll inform you, they have seminars. So you definitely want to, when you get there, check out their programs for the different seminars. You can gear your day kind of around which seminars you want to attend. So I think you're going to have a great time. I look forward to seeing you.
All right, then. That's great. I'm excited about going.
Is there anything in particular you're looking forward to seeing or learning about while you're there?
Well, actually, yeah. I heard about they're having that step show out there, and my cousin's a Sigma, so I want to go out there and see a step show.
That's awesome. Well, you will enjoy that as well as I have in the past years. So definitely hold the line, Ronald, as we get some information to make sure you get those tickets so you can attend the Black College Expo. Congratulations!
Thank you.
You guys, this has been amazing fun. So we just gave out 2 sets of 2 free tickets to the Black College Expo going down this Saturday, and it is going to be awesome. Unfortunately, we were unable to catch up with Teresa Price this evening, who is the founder of the Black College Expo. And I know with the expos coming up, she's just probably ripping and running, you know, it this weekend. Okay, so but we gave the tickets away. It's going to be awesome. We'll see her there. And you guys, it's just been great. Okay, so I'm going to take a quick break. so I can calm down with all this excitement. But it's been awesomeness, okay? So you guys, if you're in the area, do swing by and check us out, all righty? We're going to be right back. We'll be right back after this.
What's going on? This is your boy, T'Angelo, and you are chilling at the Kickin' Spot.
You guys, what is up? Okay. I've managed to calm down a bit from the wonderful giving away of tickets, but I am still excited. All right, you guys. It has been great having fun this evening. And there's so much going on. We have the press conference for the Super Bowl. We have the NAACP Image Awards going down at Gala this evening. We have the Expo going on this weekend. We have EOTM TV planning their awards show. We have T'Angelo Live on Books, which is the premier segment for this show, filling up with guest celebrity guests. It's amazing. Okay. So before we go, one thing I want to cover are T'Angelo's top five most romantic spots, okay? So really quickly, before I go, you need to know the top five most romantic spots according to T'Angelo. Are you ready? Here you go. I know you want to know. I know. Number one is going to be just a Number five is going to be just a romantic dinner. Yes, out on the town. To find a super cute romantic location, I'm a fan of crustaceans, personally, which is in Beverly Hills. Or you can find something a little bit more simplified, which is, Gardens of Tasco. It's off on Sunset in, like, the L.A. area over there, but nonetheless, they are great. They do a five-course meal, and it's wonderful. They just keep bringing you food, and it's super romantic because it's dim lighting and in your own booth tucked away, and it's really cute little Mexican food. So you can go to dinner. Crustaceans is beautiful as well. I enjoy the ambiance, and you get to dress up very nicely when you go there. Okay, that's five. Four is going to be I'm going to have to go with a progressive dinner. I know it's kind of like close to regular dinner, but it's not. A progressive dinner is cute because you have each course of your meal in a different restaurant. I'm really excited to try this one. I haven't done it yet, but I've been researching to get it done. And what you'll do is you'll have drinks at the Four Seasons. Then you'll leave there and go have dinner at Lowry's. But then you will leave there and go have dessert at the Grand Lux. And then you can leave there for a nightcap on the beach. And so the entire time you just have to travel and move from spot to spot. And along the way, you can put little trinkets of gifts around for your loved one. Anything from a box of chocolates. I personally like chocolate, so a bag of Skittles. Or just a whole thing of cookies. I'm a junk food junkie. What can I say? Nonetheless, number four is going to be, a hotel getaway. doing a hotel giveaway is always romantic, and it got my number three spot because I love the innovation of it. You can find a beautiful hotel if you like high-end or middle-class, whichever, or I'm a high-end kind of guy, and you find this beautiful, let's say, who do I like? I will go with the Renaissance in Hollywood, something like that. But don't just have a hotel room. Play with it. I saw some rose petals made of soap. You can use soap rose petals to put in the bath water. You know, have the bath with candles and stuff everywhere. You can get a little cute romantic games and play with them. People think they're all corny and stupid, but apparently people are buying them because they keep making them. So be sure to get you a pack. And ladies, be sure to do the extra little something along the way. I'm not going to mention, but I did learn something about, what's that shaving style called, Beijing? That's hair. What is it called? A landing strip? Ooh, I said one. Right, looking at me now. Anyhow, so the hotel getaway is my number three. Number two is going to be number five was dinner. Number four was progressive dinner. Number three was the hotel getaway. Number two is going to be a live show or concert. Now you're thinking, T, how is this romantic? Because if you're like me, I love live performances. And so to experience that with your loved one is always romantic because you're having a memory that will stick with you guys forever. And that could just be the crescendo of the evening. It doesn't have to be just that part. But if you're into a sports event, if you're into comedy shows, if you like live plays, if you like ballet, that's another romantic spot to go to because on Valentine's Day, that's super cute to have that moment with your spouse. And then afterwards, go to dinner or right beforehand. It just makes for a beautiful and memorable night. And my number one most romantic spot is going to have to be, you're going to be shocked, you're going to be surprised, I don't have to tell you, it's going to have to be at home. Yes, I find being at home to be such a romantic spot. It's my number one choice, only because you get to still let go of all your inhibitions. Now, it doesn't mean that you don't be creative, you don't dress up, and you don't go forth and do. It just means you make your home something more special than every other day. So, like myself, let's say I cook dinner that night. I'm not a cooker. So if I cook you some salmon croquette with some other little whatever the book said I should throw on this plate, I don't know what that goes with that mess. But a little white wine, some candlelights, that'll be romantic. But don't stop there. Move from there to the couch where you'll have some chocolate, you know, melted chocolate so you guys can maybe do a fondue. Then move from the couch into the living room, to the bathroom where you can have a beautiful bath ran for your loved one. And then move from the bathroom into the bedroom where... if you need direction there, you have to watch the late night show, okay, when we have the kicker spot after dark. Okay, how you doing? But nonetheless, you guys, that's going to be my top five romantic spots. Number five, just a romantic spot for dinner. Number four, a progressive dinner that allows a journey to happen and fun random things across the way. Number three would have to be a hotel getaway. Number two is live performance, sports event, or comedy show. And number one is just to be romantically laid up at your house. Which one will you go with? I'm going to have to get my thoughts together. I'm not sure. Nonetheless, that's that. Okay? Yeah. All righty, you guys. Well, I just wanted to share all that with you as we're preparing for Valentine's Day. And, that will be that. So other than that, you guys, let's go ahead and get out of here. It is getting late, and I want to go on the town before it gets too much later. I mean, I'm young, and I'm getting restless. No, nonetheless, you guys, this has been fun. It has been great. Thank you so much to everyone for participating this evening. Congratulations to Yvonne and to Ronald for your tickets. I do look forward to meeting you guys at the Expo this weekend. And thank you to the Black College Expo and all the staff there. I know Teresa was looking forward to being here this evening, but nonetheless, we had a great informative show. And you guys can always go to thecollegeexpo.org for all the information I stated tonight and way more, okay? this is important. And actually, I'm going to pick up my nephew who lives a little ways away from, about an hour and a half away from me. I'm going to pick up that little lad and have him come down to go to the expo. We are going to have an amazing time, okay, you guys? Other than that, be sure to check out TangeloLive.com for all your book buying needs. And I'm your host, T'Angelo. You guys have a good night.
Mr. Boyd, welcome to the kicking spot. Mr. Boyd, I'm your host, T'Angelo. T'Angelo.
Why did I have a visual?
I was partying to the break of dawn.
How about the who recorded the video?
T'Angelo.
OMG.
Yeah, it's kind of sporadic.
So, no. Okay, have a better one. Apparently, I'm egotistical when I talk about myself.
Go, 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 go. What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the Kickin' Spot. I'm your host, T'Angelo.